Welcome back to The Minute Who Shagged Me, where we go through the Austin Powers movies 1 minute at a time, continuing with The Spy Who Shagged Me. I'm Johnny, and I'm joined again today by...
I'm Doug, and I'm back to ruin minute 88 for you, even though we're on 87. So. Hello!
It doesn't matter. Time, minutes, all the shit, relative now.
It's fluid.
Everything's out the window. Yes, we're all fluid. So, that made me think about Spit a Minute. I'm not going to think about that anymore.
Are you over it?
Nope, still not over it.
You don't really get over it, do you?
No, you don't. You. It just like flashes back and you're like, huh, it's fine. Think of something else. And unfortunately, the thing that starts this minute is also something I don't want to think about.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm replacing. Willy. Yes, I've not seen my Willy for 2 years.
Which is long enough to declare it legally dead.
That's so sad. Sorry. No, but it's like sad, and it's also something I don't want to think about.
His Willy?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, so he he fucked Felicity, though, didn't he?
There was an implication didn't there. He? And I think so.
Something else we don't want to think about. However, we know it's there. We know it works. And he should know that it's not legally dead, even though he hasn't seen it in 2 years. He's That's asking true. Her if she wants another go round and other fun stuff.
There's not enough White Claws or cigarettes in the world for that.
Ugh.
Because they had to have their after sex cigarette, or she did, yeah. That in that scene. It's like, I don't know what you're going to do to take the edge off that.
He was all greasy and had moles mm-hmm. and hair on his body.
Mm-hmm. It was specifically
Why do we keep bringing the
grease.
It?
I don't know. It just yeah. happens. It was the grease. I was like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was bad. That was a rough block. Thanks for giving me those, by the way.
You're welcome.
Those are fun minutes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so hasn't seen his Willy in 2 years. He got sad.
Well, that you know how we're supposed to know that it's a sad moment because the sad music kicks in. Oh, here. Yep.
Because it's supposed to pull at your heartstrings.
Does it?
A little bit. Yeah, briefly, because he has like, okay, it's the heartstrings and then like the brows, the position yeah. of his eyebrows. I was like, oh.
Yeah, there is like there does appear to be some pain in his eyes.
So there's probably truth and to he's, what he's saying.
Yeah. And he goes from yelling, you know, to really kind of like he lowers his tone and it's kind of like somewhat desperate, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I can't stop eating. And then he goes into that I eat because I'm unhappy and I'm unhappy because I eat. Like I said last minute, remember?
Oh, yeah. and then he farts.
Yes. And if you didn't hear me mention this before, as his eyes dart around.
And then you get the... I don't know. I don't know if I can make this noise.
Like, yeah.
It just sounds like a little tiny trumpet.
Like a little, yeah. I'm going to try it.
You did such a good job.
I used my tiny trumpet for that.
You did such a good job. Oh,
thank you. I've been practicing.
Waiting your whole life. It's your one like secret skill.
I can imitate farts. It's a useless broken. Skill, some would say.
Oh my God, I loved it. It was great.
Now, have you ever done this? Probably not, because from what I heard, girls don't fart. But for a long time after this movie, I would fart and then say, sorry, I farted. Just like, no shit. We all heard it. You don't have to declare that you farted.
I can confidently say
you never did that.
I did do that. I have done that. Because everybody poops / everybody farts. But I think it's just because in my household growing up, farting was such a funny thing. And it wasn't just this movie. It was literally like a running joke.
You say while you were growing up, does that mean they're not funny anymore? Because I still find them.
I still find them funny.
And let me tell you, I have two young sons, 9 and 8. And the three of us together, you know, when we get on a good farting kick, it's the three of us are like on the floor laughing.
And then it ends with somebody shitting themselves. It's great.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say it hasn't. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, Johnny. I owe you that. And it's hardly ever me.
Okay, that's good.
No, I'm just
that means kidding. That means you won.
That means I won.
I think they're still really funny. I guess, like, I don't know. It's weird. All right, I'm going to put it out there because if Mark listens to this, he's gonna know. I just don't fart in front of him. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's like a mental block. I just don't. But, like, it was just so, like, it was so commonplace in my house. Like, my mom, she's like, decorum, like, you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. And then she's going to hate me. My dad and I got a kick out of every time she would, like, sneeze really hard. She'd do the sneeze hard mom fart thing.
Nice. Nice. And then try to, like, play it off like nothing happened?
No, she couldn't. Not with us in the house. We just roast her. Nice. And we would roast her so hard that my dad would wind up farting because he laughed too hard. And it was just like this whole fucking thing. And it there's a lot of humor in my like immediate family around pooping and farting in general. Mm-hmm. Just because, like, I don't know. I'm not going to air my dirty laundry. There's like a whole like specific locked up family story about my shit, literally and figuratively. But
okay, fair enough.
My dad would eat stuff that he shouldn't eat. Mm-hmm. And then proceed to blow the bathroom apart.
Okay.
And so it was
we've
like
all been there.
Yeah, mostly wings, really spicy wings that he shouldn't have eaten. Those sorts of things. And then it's like you tight butthole it all the way back to the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, gotta get it. And then he'd just be in there. And then he'd open the door a little bit and be like, light a candle, strike a match. Like that sort of thing. I don't know. But like, to me, none of that is gross. I think it's hilarious. I think we should bring fart jokes back.
Mm-hmm. It's the spit you can't handle.
Yep, it's a spit I can't handle. Fart to your heart's content. The funnier the fart sound, the harder I will laugh.
Yes, it's all in the sound. You know, I mean, you know, the smell is the little cherry on top, but it's all in how they sound. That's what makes it funny.
Which is why this tiny.
Can you imagine yes. The tiny trumpet with him looking around the room.
Because we've all been there.
I fucked it. Like, no shit. And then he goes, it's a long road ahead. And then he does the arms like out to the side.
I love it. Because everybody knows what the okay arms are.
The okay. It's a long road ahead. Okay. You know, it's like he's saying that.
But then, all jokes aside, he's kidding. Mm. Who am I kidding?
Who knew?
Hang
on. I'm watching this again.
I can't handle that. He's like, you know, it's heartfelt. And then he still goes for the gun. It's like, come on, dude, just walk out of the room. But he's probably contracted.
You know, in these couple of minutes here, Austin and Felicity, you don't even need them. Like, Fat Bastard owns these minutes. Mm-hmm. He's really doing a job here. doing all the heavy lifting. Heavy lifting.
That he also doesn't do.
Well, Felicity goes and judo chops the gun out of his hand. And Johnny, I don't know how many times I got to come on this damn show to tell you that there are no chops in judo.
But you're my fact checker about judo. So, like, I'm glad you're here. Because, like, I would be none the wiser. I'd be none the wiser. I think judo chops are real.
Mm-hmm. Yet I'm here to school you, to take you to school and tell you that judo is a grappling art, a tossing art. There's no chops or kicks, no strikes.
So she has two strikes because judo chop and then she kicks him in the nuts.
Oh yeah. That's a judo. Is that a judo kick, I suppose?
I guess.
Now, so he his response to it is, obviously, oh, and he says, right in the mommy daddy button. there's got to be a better, like a funnier way to say that, isn't there? Mommy daddy button.
Yeah. What does that even mean?
What does it mean?
I don't understand. It's happening. You know, I have to do it, I ruin it every time. I Google search shit that I shouldn't, but like, I don't have one. So maybe that's why I don't get it, but like, I just don't get it.
Well, I mean, you don't get the phrase mommy daddy button.
Why would
you don't get why it hurts?
No, no, I get why it hurts. I just don't get why you would use that. It just
mommy daddy button.
Yeah. Just seems weird.
A recent coinage for the male genitals. See penis for synonyms. Urban Thesaurus? Urban Dictionary? Yeah, male crotch. Most well known as the place where Fat Bastard got kicked in the end of Austin Powers, the Spy Who Shagged Me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So it's not like a real... I guess he made it up?
Yeah, he must have. But it's not... I mean, mommy daddy button... It's a daddy button. I don't know where the mommy comes into place. Do you?
No. Because no. Most common, I guess, weird misconception. Most women don't get an orgasm from penetration. So it's not the mommy button either.
Hmm. Wait, you said they don't get an orgasm from penetration?
Most don't.
I've been lied to all these years.
Niche. Unless you found a very special person who does.
Okay.
Because they're out there. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, no.
No, not you need clitoral stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes. Everybody take notes.
Yes. Professor Doug here to teach sex ed. And or I should say Professor Johnny and her teacher's assistant, Dummy.
Well,
Dummy Doug.
It's okay. That's why foreplay is important, people. And that's probably why Fat Bastard had a good time and Felicity didn't.
Foreplay. I've heard of this. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I am a very generous lover. Yes.
So that's why I don't get the mommy daddy button. Yes. I don't get it because it is not mommy's button. I guess for her to press, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I just think that there's other slang that, you know, I didn't write any down. This would have been a good bit to write down some of these, but I don't know. How much editing do you plan on doing? Maybe we can insert.
I'm literally Googling it right now. Kicked slang. Okay. Slang terms, Urban Thesaurus. We love you. Sponsor me, Urban Dictionary.
Now you got a slang for the penis?
Oh, that will come up. No, I picked kick in the groin.
Mm-hmm.
Slang. And I got Chuck Norris.
Okay.
Let's see. A personal favorite, testicular shrapnel.
Oh, mm-hmm. Ooh, that sounds like there's stuff lodged in there.
Mm-hmm.
The Meat Show.
Oof.
The Pleasure Pump. Oh, these are just dick euphemisms. Oh, we had titty euphemisms last season, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We did have titty euphemisms.
Now we have dick euphemisms. The Bone Ranger. Right in the Bone Ranger.
See, that would have been great.
You know? Disco stick plonker. Tiny Tim.
Beef Swellington.
Heat seeking moisture missile.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Gross. Oh.
Bed snake yogurt shooter. You gotta be kidding me. Yogurt shooter?
What the fuck is a roller coaster Wang syndrome?
Oh man.
Oh my God. Guys, these are great. If you have a favorite penis and or kicked in the groin slang,
mm-hmm.
Put it in the group. I want to see it. This makes me laugh. Like, I know it's bad, but it's funny to me. I'm sorry. Yeah. So please.
Not just you. Not just you, Johnny.
Okay, good. Please put it in the group because I'd love to read them. Oh my gosh.
What didn't he call it? What did
they're talking about the twig and two berries one?
Didn't he say something and veg, like meat and veg or something like that?
I think so. Oh man.
Am I wrong?
No, he had like a whole thing about like my twig and berries, my like blah 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 blah. Yeah. I can't remember all of them. But yeah, I think there was something about veg.
Yeah.
They'll tell us.
I'm sure. Yeah, it's somewhere in there. Somewhere deep in the brain. It'll come out.
But like, I think it's pretty sad that a spy resorts to a tactic of kicking somebody in the balls.
I know. You think they would know, you know, some other kind of, I don't know, tactical fighting rather than a kick to the nuts.
Right. But she kicks him and tells him that's for calling her crap.
Hmm.
Since he called her crap in bed.
Well, I mean, no, she's standing up for herself.
Good for her. So maybe in that case, if she's getting back at him, that's fine. But if it's like a full spy maneuver, be like, let's figure out some more repertoire of moves. I don't know. Something fancy. Maybe learn actual judo instead of faking it this whole time.
Right. Although he'd be a hefty mark to take down.
Could you do that?
But I guess is it this? No, we don't get the culmination of the mommy daddy button kick until tomorrow, right?
Minute 88 starts with a bang.
All right. Can't wait.
So that wraps up minute 87, I think, unless you have anything else.
No, I think that was all my notes.
Okay. We'll come back for minute 88 and I promise it will shake the ground for you. groundbreaking, if you will. So you got to come back and listen to us for minute 88.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. So if you want to tell us all about your show that's in kind of pre-production / production.
Yes, it's called Rocky Minute. Season 3 is in pre-production. We have 2 full seasons for you to binge on. We did Rocky 1 and Rocky 2, 1 minute at a time. And we're currently recording for season 3, which should be out, I don't know, soon. Coming soon to a podcast near you.
It's good. Be vague. It's important.
Yes. I can't put a, I've been, you know, our listeners group on Facebook is called Mighty Mix. And some of their, you know, the more loyal fans have been kind of bugging me saying, hello, when season three coming out, we're waiting. So I'm hard at work. I promise it'll come out sometime this year, 2020.
Good. Perfect. I can't wait to hear it. And I'm sure everybody else will too. And if you want to join Mighty Mix, or if you want to join the Electric Psychedelic Pussycat Swingers Club, we'll both be in both. So if you want to come hang out with us, join our listener societies. But in the meantime, stay groovy.